Breaking Point?
Yeah, Point Break.
Or Point Break?
Francis Ford Coppola. How'd they get him? Helen Hunt. Marvin Hamlisch.
Mustache.
Peter Bogdanovich. And the 2000...
Big names there.
Yeah, I know, man. The 2010 honoree, Robert Duvall. This year, they will be honoring the great, and I do mean great, John Lithgow.
Meh.
No.
Trinity.
Not a meh. He went to Trinity?
No, ding dong.
Oh,
he was
Trinity
the Trinity.
Killer.
Trinity killer.
Played that
Look,
annoying role.
Don't limit him to Dexter.
He was good in Garp, okay?
He was really good in Garp.
What else? Third Rock from the Sun?
Terms of Endearment? Don't know if you've seen that little film.
Never seen it.
I think he was trying to get you into another story, actually.
No, I haven't seen it, Corby. I have male genitalia. Just checking.
All right, well, I'm kind of sensitive to what women like.
What, Terms of Endearment? You haven't seen that?
No.
Great movie, dude.
With Shirley MacLaine?
No.
Directed by the great Mel Brooks with
Deborah Winger.
Deborah Winger, John Lithgow.
That's an awesome movie.
A very young, the other guy in Dumb and Dumber. The guy that played Flap.
Art Carney.
Not
Jeff Daniels.
Jeff Daniels. I don't
know. It's a great movie, Danny. You ought to watch it.
You really should. I mean, Danny.
Maybe invite me over when you're having your next Beaches marathon, too.
God. It won, what, 30 Academy Awards?
Oh,
awesome.
Listen to him. He's such a tough guy.
Yeah. I am 27. That's I like right. wings, yeah. boobs, and sports.
Danny.
Not beaches and Terms of Endearment.
Right. That's why when Rambo 3 comes on, you're totally coming over. You're going to love it.
That's right.
It's great. Let's see what old John Lithgow's been in since Terms of Endearment. Oh, Twilight Zone, the movie. Awesome. Footloose, very good as the Reverend in that.
Awful.
He was good.
That movie's terrible.
He was good. The Manhattan Project, if you haven't seen it, do it. It's good. L.A. Story.
Do you have a story we're just going to read his effing IMDb page?
Cliffhanger. He was really good in Cliffhanger.
They're doing bits now.
The Pelican Brief?
Terrible.
Good.
Awful. It's got old Banana Lips Roberts in it. It's terrible.
He was in all the Shrek movies. Yes, Third Rock. He was good in that. The Life and Death of Peter Sellers. Man, there's a lot of stuff in there that he was good at. A lot of stuff.
I heard you name one thing. Garp.
I named them all. All of them. Anywho, he will be honored.
We'll do that.
Let's see, when is this? November the 18th at the Hall of State in Fair Park. We should get him on. Two-time Academy Award nominee and winner of 2 Golden Globes, 5 Emmy Awards, 2 Tony Awards, 2 Screen Actors Guild Awards. Is that a spare?
No Oscars.
So what? Johnny Depp hadn't won an Oscar.
Right. He ain't that great either.
Oh, man.
Sounds like some skins on the wall to me.
Massive skins.
Four skins.
You go ahead and make fun of our city, you know, and the arts of our city. We're trying to get these guys in here.
Boom.
I know we were trying to get Tom Cruise in here, so you could ask him about Top Gun, but he wouldn't come, so we got Lithgow.
Look, we have 3 runs to score. I'm not interested in this movie stuff.
Then turn off your mic. God bless it.
Mike's with me.
You see what I'm dealing with here?
I'm with him.
I'm trying to do a damn radio show.
There's baseball to be played here.
I'm trying to fill segments. I'm trying to waste time, and I get this. We need 3 more runs to score. Here's an interesting tale coming out of the city of Keller. A Keller woman said that a man, an intruder, entered her home at 4 a.m., shot her husband once in the head, killed him with a .45 caliber handgun,
mm-hmm.
and left. So the cops go over there, you know, and they're like, oh, my God, I'm so sorry, you know, and we're so, I can't believe this happened to you, and tell us what happened. And she starts kind of telling her story and not really making sense of it all. And the next day she says, yeah, he killed himself. I didn't want our 4-year-old daughter to think that their daddy killed himself. So, yeah, he killed himself. The gun was found downstairs. He killed himself upstairs.
Mm-hmm.
And so, now the police are investigating the death as a...
murder.
Homicide. Her name...
As a homicide?
Yeah, because you probably weren't just listening to me like 10 seconds ago.
He's too busy watching the Pepsi Max commercial.
She said that it was a murder. Then she, her stories really didn't jive well with the cops. And then she said, oh, he killed himself. But the gun, the gun was found downstairs.
Gotcha.
He was
upstairs. Gotcha.
This is in a, what they're saying, is a very affluent gated community in Keller.
I thought Keller was meth land.
Keller?
Yeah.
Keller is Whitey Richie, Whitey Richie.
Really?
Literally.
Literally?
Exactly.
Well, I'm game.
What?
Yeah, dude, Keller's got like five high schools now. It's huge.
It's massive, Holmes.
And Whitey.
Really?
Yeah.
Yes.
Wow. I didn't know this. I thought it was one of those suburbs on the outskirts of Fort Worth.
You're learning a lot, aren't you?
Like Saginaw and Blue Mound.
You're thinking of Blue Mound. You're thinking of Blue Mound.
I thought it had grain silos in it.
No. Keller is most serious. It's probably enough, honey.
Really?
It's 6:34. Coming up next, Danny fills the last segment on his own.
Yeah, with the hardline theme.